You should think about going to Hawaii. Who would ever think that those words would count as bad news? I've talked before about my plan to go to Hawaii when it looks like my death is imminent. Rather than spend my last days in a hospital hooked up to machines, I'd prefer to be drinking Mai Tais by the pool on Maui. I actually had a serious talk about that with my doctor when I was first diagnosed. I asked him if he would tell me when the time is right, and he promised he would. So last week, when he told me I should think about going to Hawaii, I sort of froze. But he wasn't saying I'm about to die. He said that right now, I'm in the best shape I'm going to be in, because in the coming months, my health will most likely deteriorate. He wasn't saying go to Hawaii to die. He was saying go now while you can enjoy it. I think that's good advice. We're still trying to figure out what to do. When I was first diagnosed, I was given several prognoses, 6 months, 12 months. I made it past both of those. The final one was 20 months. That's not 20 months until you die. It's a prediction of 20 months before the cancer spreads or grows, before it breaks through the chemo. That's called progression. Well, it turns out that my cancer has done that after only 12 months. The implications are obvious. I've used the roller coaster analogy before. Right now, I feel like I'm sitting at the very top of that first big hill, the point where you just start to feel yourself tipping over and heading down that first big drop. I face a future that, if it goes as predicted, will consist of switching chemo regimens as the cancer breaks through each one, turning each time to a combination of drugs that will be less effective than the previous one. There will come a point when it just won't be worth it anymore, when the right decision will be to say, no more. I've thought about that decision, but really only in intellectual terms. I'm sure that actually making that decision will be the most difficult thing I ever do, for me and for my loved ones and friends. I'm not looking forward to it. The strange thing is, I feel pretty good these days. It's hard for me to believe that my case has taken a turn for the worse. I don't feel that. I'm certainly not giving up, but I will admit that I'm tired. Tired of the bad news, tired of having to choose between options that don't seem very different from each other, just tired emotionally. As the t-shirts they sell at the hospital say, cancer sucks.